Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hurricane Katrina, they thought that the Gulf Coast had dodged a bullet, and they hadn't dodged a bullet. It, as you know, destroyed much of the real estate in the city of New Orleans and surrounding areas, but it does look like we dodged a bullet with Hurricane Rita. A few deaths from drowning and a lot of property loss, but in the aggregate, they're talking about $5 billion versus $200-$250 billion. And so I guess we can close the chapter of Hurricane Rita, other than the government saying evacuate and the amazing 100-mile-plus long traffic jams out of Houston, Texas, into Austin and into Dallas and into San Antonio. Shades of what will happen, mere inklings, mere shadows of what will happen if suitcase nukes ever start detonating around this country. And is the federal government telling the public to be prepared? Are they telling the public to have potassium iodate? That is the number one thing you need to save your life and your family's life, your animals' lives? No. Are they telling you to be prepared in any other way? No. They're just moving to get your guns on many different fronts. Speaking of guns, there has been a major victory for firearms owners and freedom in Louisiana, period. A suit was filed, obviously you know this because we had them on, by the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA trying to stop the gun confiscation going on in New Orleans and surrounding parishes, counties there in the state. Yes, it was going on statewide under FEMA command, and we now have an order by the federal judge and the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana Friday saying, knock it off, stop it. And I was driving in this today listening to Derry Brownfield on radio, and he had a caller talking about something I was well aware of, but that I haven't talked about enough, about how most of the statistics, how major universities, this particular one was done by a medical center, most of the statistics, most of the numbers of people that die from gunshot wounds are people that have brain tumors or bone cancer and are in excruciating pain. I'm not defending suicide, but who can blame them? Who blow their own heads off. And I knew that the largest portion of that, maybe I should have some of those professors on with those numbers as we did a few years ago when that came out, but he was reading out of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram with those numbers from last year. But also then the next biggest portion of those killed by firearms are gangland shootings, gang members, gang wars shooting each other. And then the next biggest group is citizens shooting home intruders and liquor store robbers and police shooting bank robbers. Yes. They even put into the crime statistics what firearms deaths, the ravage, the murders by guns, people shot by cops. That means the guy coming at the police foaming at the mouth with a butcher knife in his hand or with a machine gun in his hand, the gangbangers, all of them go into those statistics. And so when you're done with it, you know, actual numbers of murders and actual numbers of people that have engaged in criminal activities with guns, it is just pathetically low. All right, we're going to break, and we're going to come back and go to some really serious news. Bill would permit DNA collection from all those arrested. That's here in America. It's another one. In 1 year, Halliburton stock doubles. His troop deaths double. Hillary wants to regulate the Internet. London bomber mastermind was working for MI6. Another mainstream news article on this. Bush heads to Colorado for military takeover drill. Did that last Friday. We'll tell you about it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Monday, the 26th day of September 2005. We're going to be live, my friends, here live for the next 2 hours and 51 and a half minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air, to get involved on air, wide-open phones throughout the broadcast today, is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. For those that are joining us for the first time today, you're driving along through the Rocky Mountains or across the plains of Texas or up in the beautiful woodlands of Northern New York, and you're tuning in for the first time, and you're saying, what is this broadcast, what is this show about? It's about freedom. You know, I don't start my show each day thinking, how can I expose the Democrats as a bunch of idiots, and how can I make the Republicans look good, or how can I expose the Republicans as a bunch of out-of-control fat cats, and how can I show the Democrats as the saviors? No, I wake up every day and I simply go and I say, okay, are there examples of where we're getting more freedom, of where we're getting more liberty, of where tyranny is in trouble, of where corruption is in trouble? Because I want to talk about those. Or are there a bunch of examples of where we're losing freedom and where a classical police state is being set up? And every day we see the evidence of the two parties working in tandem like world wrestling Federation theatrical actors putting on a display of ritualized combat for you. It is staged. And most Americans now know this, but they only know it at an instinctive level. They'll go, yeah, there's not a dime's worth of difference. But when you really get down to discussing how it's actual theater, the average person is not aware of that. The average person doesn't know that the Clintons work for the Bushes. The average person doesn't know they've been narcotics dealers going back over 20 years. The average individual doesn't know that we have a military-industrial complex coup d'etat back in 1963. The average person doesn't know that there are public plans for the U.S. government to carry out terror attacks against the American people, to blame it on foreign enemies. The average American doesn't know that these plans have been declassified and that our government has been doing this for at least 50 years, blowing up school buses full of children, bombing major cities, blowing up ships. You know, these are the things we talk about here. We talk about real issues. Israel admits that they, with U.S. government funding of $3 billion in the 1950s through 1960, forcibly radiated 100,000 Jewish children. They would tell the parents they were going to the dentist office or that they were going to have a new treatment for ringworm, even children that didn't have ringworm. The fungus grows in a circle, hence the wives' tale of it's a worm. And they would take them and radiate them with 3,000 to 5,000 times the safe levels. Most children died on the table, some died within a week, and only a few survive until today, absolute cripples, mentally retarded. Now, I talked a lot about that last week because nobody else is talking about it, and you need to know about it. Just type into Google, Israel test radiation on children, and you'll get it. I mean, my point is that if our government will do that, if this government will do that, if the Israeli government will do that, what will any of these governments do? Why do you trust them so much? Why are you amazed when they do bad things to you? The founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they said, don't trust the government. Keep control of it. It will always do horrible things to you, especially when it gets big. It's really common sense. That's all we talk about here. It's simply common sense. That's all we're trying to do. It has come out. It has been confirmed. It has been in the London Guardian. It has been covered by the BBC. It has been covered by the European papers and the Arabic papers. We, of course, have been on the vanguard of connecting the dots and bringing all the information into key data pages for you at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The Israelis, the U.S., and the British have all been caught. Let me say this again. Have all been caught bombing and shooting and torturing and kidnapping our own contractors, our own intelligence agents, Iraqi police, our own troops. You understand, it's not debatable. They will hide it in plain view in paragraph 10, page 2, of these news articles. Why did the British have to storm the Basra prison? Why wouldn't the Basra governor appointed by the British not give them up? Because they caught them shooting Iraqi policemen with a truckload of explosives with huge fake beards on, posing as Arabs. They've caught the Israelis not once but twice shooting at Marine bases, hardened Marine bases, rocketing Marine bases, and Marines sneak up behind them, capture them, and it's Israelis dressed up like Arabs, folks. You know, guys with buzz haircuts, with big Star of David tattoos. They have caught our own troops doing it. And until you realize that, you're going to continue to be fooled. You're going, what on earth? I mean, I've had people walk up to me on the street. Happened yesterday twice. Alex, I heard your show. Why would our government carry out terror? And Alex, One person mentioned that, and the other guy walked to me. These are good old boys. They mean well. They're not evil. They think the whole world thinks like they do. You know, I'd never do that, so why would my president? I remember people going, Bill Clinton, my president. Like, it's so possessive, the way they say it. Like you're in some power league because you worship them. Like it gives you power. But the guy walks up to me, and he told me last night, he said, I'm a contractor in Iraq. I work for Halliburton. He said, I know a lot of what you're saying is true. Everybody's talking about it over there, about how our own government is carrying out the terror. And he goes, a lot of people are saying that at the Marine Corps base I'm at. He's at an air base. But he said, I just can't understand it. Why? Well, I mean, I hate to be obnoxious, but it's elementary, my dear Watson. I mean, it really is elementary. Does Halliburton make more money? Does Brown and Root make more money? Does Bechtel make more money? Does Lockheed Martin make more money? Does the Carlyle Group make more money? Does BP make more money? Do they make more money if we go in there and turn the lights on and get a good government in and we're gone in 6 months? Or do they make more money if we're there 10 years, as they're saying, building all these giant permanent bases? 6,000-man bases. One of them is 6,000. Now, again, if the goal is getting into a quagmire to have no-bid contracts, then do you want to be there 6 months or 10 years? Now, come on. I'm asking you a question. Do you want a big, juicy contract for 6 months, or would you like that big, juicy contract for 10 years? Okay, there's your answer. Now, do you understand? It isn't about democracy. It isn't about freedom. It isn't about anything. It is about destabilizing that region, having permanent bases there to attack Iran and Syria. Dick Cheney, by the way, has said this in reports, white papers he's put out, pre-war. And it's about hundreds of billions every few years in weapon sales and in contracts. And I was talking to this electrician last night, and he admitted that he makes five times what he used to as an electrician here. Five times. And he said, and believe me, Halliburton's getting two or three times for the work I'm doing, what they're even paying me. That's how lavish all of this is. It's amazing. And so that's what's happening right now. And so you can sit there and say whatever you want about this war, and you can just say, I don't believe it. I don't believe you, Alex. Well, don't then. Just don't. Don't believe any of it. There is a major report out by Criminology Magazine, very prestigious, about how the mass bomber commander in the two string of bombings, July 7th, July 21st, in London, was MI6. Of course, we've had former top counterterrorism FBI experts on, and Justice Department people want to talk about that. It's been in the big British papers. That's why they're protecting him. Well, of course, the head bomber is MI6. You know, that's like saying Adolf Hitler has a mustache. Of course he does, right underneath his nose, on his upper lip. It's like saying the sun came up this morning. I mean, it's elementary, my dear Watson. People's approval ratings are plunging. People are demanding to get out of the war. And there's bombings in London, and Blair gets a 20% point increase out of it. And gets to turn London into more of a police state and take more freedoms. By the way, they are openly announcing martial law for all of America. That's what the end of Posse Comitatus is. And in plain view, they did a martial law takeover drill Friday into Saturday. An open martial law NORTHCOM drill just a few days ago, and it was in the Washington Post, and we will detail that coming up. And Hillary Clinton wants to restrict the Internet.
Wait a minute, how can you be against Bush but also against Hillary?
They're crime partners. Rupert Murdoch every week has four-hour meetings with Hillary. It's all staged, okay? You understand, folks? I mean, it's actually staged. They're laughing at you. These people vacation together. You know, they eat $600 meals together every night. You understand that? All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, look, we've got the Bush worshipers, the global government worshipers, who are tuning in right now, and they're just like, look, there's no way our own government's shooting our own troops. No way our own government's bombing stuff. I don't want to hear it. Well, okay, be suckers then. Enjoy being conned. Enjoy them laughing at you. Look, someday you're going to wake up. Someday the truth's going to slap you upside the head. You understand they've been caught red-handed over and over again? That by bombing the Shiites, that then makes them attack the Sunnis. By bombing the Sunnis, that makes them attack the Shiites to keep things stirred up so the country's balkanized and weak. And then our own government goes around shooting policemen and then shooting our own troops. I mean, you may think it's cute, have our own troops bleeding to death and dying, but I don't think it's funny. In your own sick, twisted logic, well, war's hell, Alex, and they're smarter than I am up there at the Pentagon. Well, you know, Pat Tillman's parents aren't saying that. Pat got killed in friendly fire, and it's suspicious how he died. We know he'd been complaining about not, quote, being able to go after the Taliban. Well, they flew those guys out to safety. That's all admitted. And he goes over there, and he's in the Rangers, and they shoot him, and then they have this story about how he was charging an Al-Qaeda outpost and battling them to the end, and he killed so many of them. Turns out there were no, quote, Al-Qaeda anywhere around there. It was just our own troops shot him dead, and then they tried to tell the family to shut up and lie, and they said, we don't lie. And I've even heard some people attack the Tillman's family now, just like they attack Cindy Sheehan. That lady ought to just shut up. I'm sick of her. How dare her use her son's death? It's her son. You're the one using her son's death. I mean, it's just sick, folks. So worship the government all day as Bush appoints anti-gun judges and anti-gun people to the as the Attorney General, and as Bush massively increases the spending to record levels, and as he expands every big socialist government agency, and as he tries to have total blanket amnesty, just go ahead and say he's conservative. Okay, fine. Fine. Look, it doesn't matter whether it's Hillary Clinton or George Bush. And boy, with that new First Lady show where Commander-in-Chief or whatever it is, where it's some woman is president, and they're really greasing the skids for Hillary. And suddenly when Hillary gets elected, conservatives will be upset about the Patriot Act. And suddenly conservatives will be upset about the gun control. And suddenly, yeah, Bush didn't do a very good job. It'll be too late then, won't it? Won't it? And then you can complain when the Republicans vote with her, and then there'll be a big terror attack, and Hillary will declare martial law and keep us all safe. And suddenly the Democrats and all these groups that were afraid of the military on the streets and all of this, suddenly they're going to love it. It's our time now to punish you, evil right-wingers. And Hillary's already said she wants to go into Iran, and all the Democrats will line up, and conservatives will step up beside her and go, I didn't think I liked her, but I guess she's all right. I like Hillary. Let's talk to Dana in Seattle, Washington. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Alex?
Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to call and give you some information. You may already know about it, and you may have already discussed it. I don't know. But I was trying to find funding regarding this country's government messing with weather technology. I found an article in your Infowars.com articles, and it's dated May 7th by a reporter with Wired News. And it talks about that specific topic regarding a PhD doctor, Ross Hoffman. In 2001, he was granted a research fund to look into this kind of thing through NIAC, which is an acronym for NASA Institute for Advanced Concepts, which are considered weird studies. But this happens to be where they're doing a lot of the research and development for all kinds of space, atmospheric, other planets, vegetation, this kind of stuff. And he did funding for simulating. Let me get the title off of every page of his research paper.
Yeah, no, I posted it. It's on Infowars.com. We have Secretary of Defense Cohen talking about weather control being real. We have Kay Bailey Hutchinson introducing a bill, 517, a few months ago, to set up an official U.S. government department of weather modification. They have Weather Channel shows about us controlling the weather in Vietnam, so it's real.
Well, the title of his is Moving a Simulated Hurricane. And his research was done.
Yeah, you know what? That's an important point. Just stay there. We'll come back after break, Dana. We'll let you finish up. We'll go to John, Richard, Steve, Robert, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.net are just two of the great websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why? Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving.
Welcome
my
back,
way.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If you break the law, you'll hear from me.
Dana up in Seattle, Washington. We're going to go back to in a second. Brought up weather modification, weather control, in a Wired News article about a U.S. government study about weather manipulation or creation of hurricanes that Wired News talked about. Reported on. Let me be clear on all of this. You know, I get criticized from both sides. People back in the 1920s thought folks that had cars were weirdos. But pretty rapidly, the horse and buggy manufacturers were put out of business. So were the folks that were selling riding crops, or you know, the little short whips you use to direct your horse. There weren't quite as many bridles and saddles sold either. And so people have trouble dealing with being in the future. You know, people always saw the year 2000 as this far-off time where we'd all be wearing silver spacesuits and flying around with jetpacks as Meet George Jetson and Jane, his wife, and daughter Judy, his son Elroy. What's the dog's name? And then he works for Stanley Sprockets or whatever. I forget. The point is that we are in 2005. And the technologies that our government has, that the private interests that control our government have, are about 30 years ahead of what we're now publicly seeing. And weather modification is not something that's even been hidden. They can steer, they can control, they can worsen or lessen the strength of a hurricane or of any type of storm for that matter. If it's in the areas where they have these antenna arrays, and they can also engage in the older technology of cloud seeding. I mean, a small Cessna with a few bags of chemicals can ensure that a large cloud formation is going to produce precipitation, but you do it with a big jet with thousands of gallons of it, you're talking guaranteed big time. So all of this is real, but I then don't have absolute proof that our government or some entity, you know, like chaos or something, is in control and is doing this. I mean, we had bad hurricanes, Category 5s in 1900, three or four of them that hit the coast. I mean, we've had this, people think as a volcano goes off, it's the end of the world. I mean, we've had cycles where volcanoes were blowing up all over the planet, covering entire civilizations thousands of years ago. I mean, this stuff happens. I mean, they had, you know, the big San Francisco earthquake that killed thousands of people, and that's before they had, you know, tectonic seismic weapons. So, do these things exist? Certainly. But are we also seeing natural cycles? Can natural cycles cause this? Can the sun being in a particularly violent top of a cycle right now, really putting off more radiation, more heat than we've ever seen since we started recording the sun in the last 100 years. You know, could that be causing all of this? Certainly. I do know this, though. The government is seizing on this to sell us police state, to sell us an end to posse comitatus and total martial law, and I will tell that a little bit later. It's very important and near and dear to my heart, one of my main areas of study. I know that they're certainly saying it's global warming, so we better have a global tax and global regulation, Clinton's global initiative, and Barbara Streisand and Warren Beatty and all this loyal opposition. They're all coming to the rescue of the globalists, trying to push us now through these crises into this one-world government that has nothing to do with keeping you safe from hurricanes. So I get criticized on both sides why I talk about weather modification, why I'll actually read a quote by Secretary of Defense Cohen, April 22nd, 97. Why I'll actually read K. Bailey Hutchinson's bill to create a Department of Weather Control, of weather modification. Why we'll actually post it and link to it at the Library of Congress. Why we'll actually link to a Wired magazine news story. Why we'll actually link to Scott Stevens and his findings, the meteorologist. Why? So just because, but again, I get criticized by that crowd. Then I get criticized as Jones has proven himself a government agent this time for sure. Why he won't come out and say it's the government. That's because I don't know. I know it's the government carrying out the bombings in London. Caught red-handed and we got the motive. Caught seven ways from Sunday. I mean, just caught up one side and down the other in triplicate. Signed, sealed, delivered. No ifs, ands, or buts, what they call an orgy of evidence. We know our own government's trying to destabilize Iraq and killing our own troops, caught red-handed over and over again. We know the globalists carried out 9/11, caught red-handed, in triplicate, no debating it, just it's ridiculous how much evidence there is. We know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and mercury to brain damage you and hurt you, part of their population control program. It's their public program. We have the documents. Henry Kissinger. We know the IMF and World Bank on purpose bring down third world economies. They're not there trying to help them. How do we know? Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist, quit. We got 2,000 pages of their own documents. We know they want to turn America into a police state where we're actual slaves of the government and the private interests that control it. We know that many of the leaders of our government are Satanist because they've written about it, they admit it, they engage in it, and we've made films about it. All that's hard to believe, folks, and I wish it wasn't true, but it is, and I'm here to report it to you. But that doesn't mean, then, that I run off the deep end and just believe everything because somebody said it, and I never will. But the interesting article that Dana brought up out of Wired magazine that we did link to on InfoWars.com. Dana, finish up telling folks about that.
Well, if people would like to read these research articles, especially Dr. Ross Hoffman, all they have to do is a Google and do NIAC and click that highlight on, and it'll take them right to it. And there's a main page where you can go any direction and find out anything you want. What I find encouraging is go to the funding list of all the things that are being worked on right now. It's very eye-opening as to some of the stuff that's going on. And the other thing I would like to bring up is there is a DVD out called Bush Family Fortunes, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And that's very interesting because it approaches the oil concept of the war in Iraq. The acronym OIL, spells oil, stands for Organization in Liberation, I believe.
Yeah, we've had the BBC reporter on to produce that. Thank you for the call. This is Greg Palast. Okay, I'm going to try to move a little bit quicker now to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Canada. John, welcome.
Thanks, Alex.
Hi.
It's John again here in Canada. I'm the guy who has been publicly demanding essentially the arrest, immediate arrest, public trial, and execution of those who truly committed 9/11. I've spoken to CSIS, which is the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, and I've met numerous times with the RCMP, National Security Branch. Nobody finds fault with my allegations because they stand irrespective of my opinion. So I'm not asking for people's faith. I'm asking Americans to stand up as men and demand the arrest of these monsters, demons, whatever you want to call them. You know, you were saying earlier, you know, that it that the political elite in America is they're really partners in crime, and it's all a big charade, or it's theatrics. And I'm totally in agreement with you on that.
But understand, I don't mean that figuratively. I mean, it's actually scripted. They're behind closed doors, you know, eating beluga caviar, literally.
Oh, for sure.
And Hillary, Murdoch, the Bushes, all of them, and then they go out in public and have fights. I mean, it's the equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
It is equal to professional wrestling. Totally fake.
Yeah. Well, especially the evidence that is available on the reasons why Bush needed to get into Afghanistan in the first place, although it does take time to explain. But, I mean, there is a collusion on behalf of the Democratic Party, particularly Mr. Clinton, although he's been criticizing Bush lately, so that's a good sign.
No, it's not.
Well, no, okay, I know. He definitely knew. Mr. Clinton definitely
that
knew.
That is designed to polarize and get Bush's approval points up by energizing Bush's faltering conservative base to have Clinton come out and play that little scam.
Okay, right. There's no conning you, but I'm always in concern of why American men don't stand up and shout out loud demanding the arrest.
Well, American men do. They just don't have their own media, so you don't hear them.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what the point I was going to get across is that about a year or two almost ago, you know, I spent a huge amount of time. I'm fairly proficient with telephone numbers, and I was able to contact just about every single employee at CBC and just made them well aware that Bush top secretly didn't want America to know about it, but we did secure those documents dated 2 days prior to 9/11.
And now
he was on vacation. This is the most, like, the thing that's so important here is that it's not just only a factoid. It's just so critically center on his.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks for the call. Now the CBC has done reports about the Bushes and the Bin Ladens and being ready to go to war with Afghanistan 2 days before, and Bush having the specifics of what Al-Qaeda was planning. I mean, no kidding, he got the briefing. He, you know, the people that control Bush were behind the attacks, folks. I mean, it's all a big joke, unless you're the dead people in those towers. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, like you, I haven't been watching a whole lot of TV, but with all this hurricane activity, it kind of pulled me back in, and I was channel surfing Saturday, and stopped on C-SPAN right when Ted Stevens, the senator from Alaska, started this disaster prevention and prediction hearing. He's the chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. And I'd like to read one quote. One
sure, sentence. Go ahead.
Just one sentence. You know, I've got to be a little bit provincial myself. One of the reasons I decided we should have a subcommittee dealing with disaster prediction and prevention was that the first typhoon in the Arctic that we know of in 2003 it almost touched Point Barrow. Now, that's the first typhoon, Arctic typhoon, in 2003, northwest of Alaska. Now, that just happens to be in the same state that HAARP is in. And
of course, typhoons are supposedly only forming over warm waters.
Exactly.
In more tropical regions. And, you know,
right.
HAARP, the biggest weather control array that we know of, is up in Alaska.
Right. So it's very interesting that as soon as I got off TV, I went to the Internet to look up any news articles or news stories about this typhoon in 2003. I couldn't find one news report. Now, I guess I'm not that good of an Internet searcher, but maybe somebody else can find some news reports. But as far as I know, this is the only report of it. And he did hold up a photocopy satellite image of that typhoon northwest of Alaska. So,
well,
anyway,
I remember the report.
Okay. Well, this was just on the 20th that they had this hearing. And if you type into Google Arctic Typhoon Point Barrow Ted Stevens, it popped up as the first link. There is a transcript there of the Commerce, Science and Transportation, that committee meeting. So, anyway,
well, what do you think's going on, Richard?
Well, I just think it's a piece of evidence. You know, I mean, if we'd never heard or known of an Arctic typhoon, and we know these guys are playing around with this because I found one.
Well, I just think if we accept a global tax, everything will be okay.
That's right. Just accept the handcuffs and chains right away. But I also found a great link on your website that people should read. It's Owning the Weather in 2025. It's Weather as a Force Multiplier.
Yeah, that's another Pentagon document. Hey, Richard, let me ask you a question. What do you think of all the news coming out of the mastermind bomber in England, confirmed MI6 agent, and then catching the British SAS dressed up as Arabs carrying out terror attacks?
Well, it's just a typical New World Order modus operandi, right? That's their fingerprint. So.
But, I mean, Richard, how can people not get it? I mean, do the globalists make more money if they're in Iraq 10 years and things are going bad? Or do they make more money if things go well and we're there 6 months?
Well, they'll make more money if they're in there forever, right?
Exactly. So we have to start understanding the goals they tell us about are a fraud. We have to go to the motive, don't we?
Right. And, well, we know what their motive is, those of us that have studied it like you. So, going back to this weather thing for just a second, I was looking up some information about Bernard J. Eastland. He's the father of HAARP, and I was looking at his website, Eastland Scientific Enterprises Corporation, and right on the, if you click on the About the Company link, right on here it says Environmental Systems, Tornado Modification. So, anyway, he might be an interesting guest.
Be sure and send me that link, Richard. I was aware of that. Yes, the inventor and the guy that sold the system to the Pentagon, he'll control the weather for you, but it doesn't exist.
There you go. That's it. Hey, one last thing. Did you see or hear about Bush in San Antonio talking about, hey, at what point should we be bringing in the military whenever we have these types of events?
I actually heard him on the radio say it, and the same day, 2 days in a row, Scott McClellan, White House press secretary, said security is the number one problem in places like New Orleans. We need troops to be able to engage in law enforcement. Folks, they're trained to kill people and break things. The military is to defend the country. When your domestic military begins policing you, that's called martial law. And they're openly wanting to, quote, get rid of it so Caesar can bring his troops into Rome. They call that crossing the Rubicon. And you want to live in Nazi Germany, folks, you're a few inches away from it. The troops are allowed to bring food, aid, and defend themselves. There was no need to, quote, have troops engaging in law enforcement, for a few hundred looters who might have been resisting. The police could have dealt with that. That's their job. No. They order the police to stand down, again, create a bigger crisis, then call in the military and say, oops, their hands are tied. And by the way, the military was armed, and they were firing their weapons, and so were Blackwater and Titan Security and ISI and all of it. And it's just a nightmare. And that's coming up, Richard. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Steve in Texas. Steve, go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Just wanted to tell you that there's going to be a pro-Minuteman rally at the Capitol in Austin this coming Saturday, October 1st, at about 10:30. and it's going to be, it's put on by a variety of groups. It's going to be a Enforce Our Borders rally sort of thing. It's going to be, it's being sponsored by Jeff Wentworth, the senator, Young Conservatives of Texas, the Republican Liberty Caucus, the Minutemen, and some others.
Well, that's good. I'll be unable to make it to that. I already had a prior engagement, but I'll certainly promote it, Steve.
Yeah, the more people we can get to show up, the better. Also, for people in Austin, the Quakers have gotten a proposal against the Minutemen approved by the Austin Commission on Immigrant Affairs that they're going to bring up, saying trying to disinvite the Minutemen from coming to Austin. And I think sometime there ought to be, people ought to turn out to speak up, speak out against that.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the info. When's it coming up for a vote?
I don't know. I'll call you and let you know about that.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back with more calls and a ton of news. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Many others, your calls are coming up. Major victory for firearms owners and freedom in Louisiana. Federal court said, knock it off, stop the gun confiscation. And, of course, most of the general public were still in denial that gun confiscation was going on. Of course, all federally directed. Bill would permit DNA collection from all those arrested. Not good news. Of course, they're already taking all of your DNA if you're 33 years old or younger. They've got your DNA. They didn't ask you unless you were born at home. They've got it. In 1 year, Halliburton's stock doubles as troops' deaths double. Hillary wants to restrict the internet and free speech on it because she's an absolute piece of trash. She loves the war, too, but Democrats still love her. London bomber mastermind was working for MI6. This out of New Criminologist magazine. Also, Bush heads to Colorado for military takeover drill. We detailed this Friday and Saturday, and it's very important how it ties in with Posse Comitatus. A very serious article. This will take 30 minutes to go over, and I'll do that at the bottom of the next hour, because I need to do it justice. The U.S. Army plans to bulk buy anthrax. New scientists reporting that. And diverse anti-war protests, largest in D.C. since Vietnam, and arrests were made in New York and D.C. of peaceful people. A Navy secretly contracted jets used by CIA for torture. That's a new American virtue. And new accounts of torture by U.S. troops, even more gruesome. Fingerprint ID schemes for schools, enrolling your children in the biometric systems. It's all coming up. But before we go back to your calls and into all that news I just mentioned, the holidays are coming up. Why procrastinate? Why buy your family junk that they won't eat, like a fruit cake or some ugly tie? Why fight the crowds? Why not now order American Dictators or Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Martial Law, my new film? If you buy three copies of any of my videos, you get an $18 discount. We got some specials where you buy one American Dictator DVD, an incredible film exposing the false left-right paradigm, a very important film. Gets into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and a lot more. Buy one copy for $19.95. Each additional copy is only $5.95 a piece, so be sure and take advantage of those. You can also call toll-free to get any of the films. 1-888-253-3139. Or buy one copy of, say, Martial Law, my new film, that covers what happened on 9/11, the latest police state developments, and the globalist master plan. 3 one-hour sections, 3 hours long. You can get huge discounts on that when you get multiple copies, or just buy one copy and make copies and give that to people. Though folks seem to like it when it's an original in the hardcover case with the color cover and the shrink wrap, and people tend to watch it more readily, too, if it's got the Hollywood-style cover. So I recommend you do that. It makes a great gift, and give them their gift early this year. We don't have time. We've got to expose this. We can't wait a month or two to give people this stuff. You need to give it to them now and say, here's your present early. Watch this and wake up. It's so important. Go to InfoWars.com and order films via the safe, secure online shopping cart. We have a whole bookstore there on the website of other books and videos and books on tape that we carry. You can see all the discounts and watch lengthy clips of the films for free right there at InfoWars.com. And your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. Don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, all of our media up there, the books, the weekly TV reports, all the documentaries, 15 cents a day. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.